One of the mottos for the book club at 91.7 is the Frank Zappa quote, "So many books, so little time." Bibliophiles love the book club office where new titles flow in day in and day out, and I just can't get to them all. And in that spirit, I found some books that I'd like to share but didn't have time to do the interviews. So here's the first off the shelf, thanks to Kevin Reynolds and Maria Bobbitt Sure-Talk. Dizzy Spells, A Disabled Hand and Inexplicable Fits of Rage, A Long Untreated Brain Tumor. In Emily Wing Smith's memoir, All Better Now, readers watch a young girl age through physical and psychological trauma that leave her feeling deeply flawed. But what's inspiring is her resilience and her faith that one day she'll be all better. For fans of award-winning NPR correspondent Sarah Chase comes Thieves of State, an exciting study of global conflict following her years in Afghanistan. Her findings are simple. Political corruption leads to unrest. But just how does this connect to us, to our history, and how can it all be resolved? In 1970, the Kent State shooting saw 4 students killed and 9 injured. Nearly 50 years later, Howard Means' book, 67 Shots, creates a tragic account of American violence. Drawing from interviews in the school's oral history collection, he explores circumstances leading up to the disaster and the national aftermath. For links to Emily Wing Smith's All Better Now, Sarah Chase's Thieves of State, and Howard Means' 67 Shots, go to the book club at 91.7 section of our website, wvxu.org.